Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I hope you're staying warm. We got a cold front coming through here. Well, it's wintertime, of course, but so we decided to stop for a couple days, let it pass, and we are enjoying some downtime in our tiny little house with the wood stove going, and it is such a blessing. You know, God's word says that we're supposed to be thankful for food and raiment, be content in that. Let's not forget all the rest of the blessings that we have. We have a shelter, we have heat or cooling if you live in some place where it's hotter. We have all kinds of things. You know, I did an audio on this not too long ago, and the riches and blessings that we have, and it helps. We need to have a demeanor and a characteristic of being thankful and content, and that will certainly overcome many things in this life. So anyway, I was going to do an audio called From Rubbish to Redeemed. What made me think about this is when I look around on our homestead here and I see all the repurposed materials that we've used, you know, it's a lot of things that people have just cast aside and it was of no worth to them. And so we've repurposed it and used a lot of it to do our homestead here, our tiny little house, redoing the cabins there. And also in Wisconsin, we used to do the same thing, too. There was some towns, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's towns all over the U.S. that do this. A couple times a year, like in the spring and the fall, they would allow the residents to put all kinds of junk outside and not have to pay extra for it. And normally it had to be just like household rubbish, you know, that would fit in a garbage bag or a garbage can or something. Anything over above that, you'd have to pay to have it taken to the dump. So people would just like take this opportunity to get rid of mattresses and washers and dryers and all kinds of stuff, cleaning out their houses and putting it on the curb. And then it was well known that anybody who saw anything sitting out that somebody thought was trash, they might see the value in it and pick it up, take it home, clean it up, and make it like new. And, you know, as I see that concept, I think of what Christ has done for us. You know, before Christ, we were on our way to being cast aside into the fire and burned up. But after we repented and we were born again and God gave us the Holy Spirit, Christ redeemed us. His blood washed us clean. And now we have a purpose, and that's to serve and honor and glorify Him and praise God for that. And so I thought I was going to read some scripture verses on this. Before I do, I wanted to share that us sisters were just talking the other day about how the people we knew before Christ would have never dreamed that we would be new creations in Christ now. And what we see in our ministry here is usually it's the most unusual people. You know, like when you look at the account of David and all the brothers before him and everybody, you know, like the world is always looking at people with of a high stature of all different kinds of qualifications and characteristics and stuff. And God always does everything opposite. He uses the lowly to bring down the proud. And He uses people who don't have the best speech and the people who don't fit into society, the ones like I was, that the world would look at me and go, wow, she is so far in her sin. There's no way she could ever be cleaned up for Christ. And look who I am today. I feel like I was that thrown out on the curb for rubbish. And now I'm redeemed in Christ with a new purpose. I'm washed clean and a new creation. It's pretty amazing. But anyway, you know, us people are who Christ came for. And I want to read Matthew 9, 12 and 13. That's what I want to read. Matthew 9, 12 and 13. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Oh, and this one too, I love this. Luke 19, 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. And, you know, when you look at that, the cast-offs, what people don't see as value and what Christ can do to a person, it just shows you the difference between those who think they are something and those who don't. It's the lowly, humble ones that Christ has come for. And we can see that in Luke 18, 10 through 14. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much of his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And that is so, so amazing. And it kind of fits in this whole mindset I've been kind of looking at, you know, with all the cast off and what Christ can do. Oh, what a mighty, mighty Savior we have. And this right here means a lot to me because this was like who I was. Luke 7, 37 to 50. I love this. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Christ sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, bought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. And when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered, said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, and one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman since the time I came in has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil did thou not anoint, but this woman had anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Yeah, that is so, so amazing. That was me before. And now I can go in peace. Praise God. Sisters, I know there's many of you out there like that too, who have been redeemed from the trash pile and made into a new creation. And we can exalt and praise our Savior for that. And I wanted to read Titus 2, 11 through 14. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous for good works. And because of what he has done, sisters, it wasn't anything of our worth or anything we've done. It was all about Christ and what he did on the cross, paying the price for our sins. And now he leads the way for those of us who will follow after him. What an awesome, awesome Savior we serve. And hopefully that's been a blessing to you, sisters. I love doing these because it's a blessing to me to share this with you and ponder such wondrous works of our Savior. So anyway, I'm going to let you go now, and I hope you have a joyous evening in the Lord. And I send much love to you all. Hold fast, sister saints. May God be praised.